Aloha and welcome to the Morning Mana'o podcast. My name is Luana Kava'a and I'm honored to share this space with you. The goal of this podcast is to inspire and motivate us to live with greater aloha. I invite you to start your day with Morning Mana'o. Listen, learn, and live aloha with me. This is Morning Mana'o, episode 17. Thank you for starting your day with me and Morning Mana'o. We're discussing well-being through the Hawaiian word mauli ola. Yesterday, I introduced the lokahi wheel, a tool that helps us to malama, to take care of six areas of mauli ola. Today, we begin with mana'o. Mana'o means mind, thought, and intention. The mana'o section of the lokahi wheel helps us to focus on our mental well-being. It is so important that we remove the stigma attached to mental health. For so long, people have refused to talk about mental health because we've been conditioned to think that it's something shameful or a sign of weakness. I'm choosing to step out of that shame today and share with you my own struggles with mental health. At the age of 10, I was diagnosed with anxiety and panic attacks. This was the beginning of a long journey of learning and healing. The anxiety and panic attacks were so debilitating for a time that I couldn't work and rarely left my home. At the time, I had 4 young children who depended on me, and I often felt like I couldn't even depend on myself. Not being able to be mom, kumu, wife, and all the other titles I was balancing led to depression. I knew that I needed to make changes and that my body was stressed and burned out. This was the start of my journey in mauli ola. I'd like to share a few things that helped me in this process. First, a support system. My support system included my ohana, my husband, my parents, even my children. Helping them understand what I was going through made it easier for me to share and talk about my struggles. Second, therapy. Yes, I said it, therapy. I needed help from a professional who taught me techniques that helped me manage my stress and proactively address the anxiety. Third, my faith. I needed divine help. I knew that I couldn't do this on my own. For me, my faith in God and learning to trust in Him was a huge part of my healing and recovery. Fourth, working on my thoughts and thought patterns. I had to make a conscious effort to change the way I was thinking. When I would start to worry incessantly, I worked on releasing those thoughts and focusing on what I can and cannot change. Accepting that there were things I just could not control, but taking action in the things that I could control. Fifth, learning to breathe. I know it sounds simple, but learning how to use my breath to calm myself and focus my thoughts was a changing point in my life. Mauli ola also means power to heal. Breathing is an integral part of healing. Last but certainly not least, I started to share my story. Coming out of the shame of mental illness and sharing my experiences, my struggles, and my moments of lanakila, victory, with others brought deep healing and helped me to realize that I was not alone in this battle. Change doesn't happen overnight, but I promise you that consistent effort over time leads to lasting change. If you're struggling with mental well-being, please know that you are not alone and that there is help. Go to the Morning Mana'o Facebook and Instagram pages for a list of resources and services available. Mahalo. Thank you for listening and learning with me. If you enjoyed Morning Mana'o, please consider liking and sharing it. And let's stay connected. Follow Morning Mana'o on Instagram and Facebook. You can also visit luanakava'a.com for more information and additional resources. Ahui ho. Until we meet again, keep the spirit of aloha in your heart.